AmericanFlags.com.
Public option or not, Barack Obama continues to take it to the streets. Grassroots is how the president feels the health care reform will be mission accomplished. Many Americans disagree. They don't like the idea of a public option. They don't like the idea of any kinds of things that they're hearing about health care reform, whether it's public option or co-op, health insurance, or a combination of both. A lot of the gobbledygook that's coming out of Washington, first of all, is very unclear the way it's written. And ultimately, that's what we've been talking about on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well wherever you're listening to the show. We're going to talk about health care reform, what else is new. Also, Robert Novak, conservative columnist, who back in the day was pretty well respected. He took a chunk out of Democrats and Republicans alike, even though he was definitely a staunch conservative. Meanwhile, Brett Favre decided to ditch his retirement, and he hooked up with the Vikings, one of the great flip-floppers of all time. Afghanistan, they're getting ready to vote. What does this vote mean, and what's happened in Afghanistan? A high number of U.S. military, of course, since 2001 have lost their lives fighting in that country. What's it going to look like after the election on Thursday? But let's start with health care reform. You had the White House spokesman, or at least one of them, Robert Gibbs, come out and say that, look, the GOP isn't interested in any health care reform, period. It's obvious, if you're playing along and watching pretty much what's happening here, that they're opposed to a bill, no matter any kind of a bill, no matter what it is. His direct quote was, I think there seems to be many that don't share a desire to see costs cut, increases in coverage and quality to the degree to which others want to see. Now, Minority Whip John Kyle, Republican from Arizona, you know, we've actually had him on the show a couple of times in the past, says that the Republicans would like to oppose a bill, would likely oppose a bill, even if it was deficit neutral and included co-ops, as opposed to a public option for insurance coverage. Because people don't really understand the co-op thing either, and what would that mean to their health care coverage. In the meantime, there is another congressman, Anthony Weiner, Democrat from New York, extremely liberal. He had a completely different take on this whole thing. He was on Morning Joe and a bunch of other shows. I thought it'd be interesting to let you hear his point of view, and away we go.
Well, the whole reason we're all here is to try to keep down health care costs. Unless you have some kind of competition for insurance companies, that's not going to happen. You know, you guys probably know that my view is that Obama doesn't go far enough, that we should have something like Medicare for all Americans, lower administrative costs, a program we all know and understand.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it's something. You know, you just had Charles Grassley up there. Is there a single Republican that's committed to voting for anything that's going to say, you know what, if we make enough compromises, maybe I'll come on board? Problem is the Obama administration seems to be negotiating against themselves. And without a public plan, it's almost worse than doing anything. I mean, because then you don't get any cost savings and you miss a great opportunity. Well, that's right. Right now, we don't have the votes for just about anything, but we were starting to assemble a rationale for why you need the insurance companies to be brought to bear. And I think the American people are starting to get that. You know, the angry town hall meetings notwithstanding, right, when you say to people, are the insurance companies on their own going to suddenly give up their 30% in profits and overhead? They're probably not without some competition. The problem is we need to stick to a consistent rationale here, and I'm not sure the White House has been doing that. And that's been my beef. It seems like now they backed away from their backing away, and that's good. But I don't know what's the point of negotiating with Chuck Grassley, frankly, if he says himself he can't deliver any reform.
All right, so his point of view was that they didn't go far enough, as you heard, and that they keep backing away from what they were backing away from. But to me, he did hit the nail on the head with that. I know he wasn't using it in this way. That's what this administration does. They say one thing, they get reaction, then they back off whatever it is. So bravo to all the people who have gone out to the town hall meetings, because you probably, my friends, are averting a natural catastrophe in this nation, because in the current form, you look at those 1,000-plus pages, it's just pure nonsense. And I can't understand who wrote this, whoever put this to paper, there is certainly a much easier way to spell this out. And in trying to dissect it and make sense of it, even the smartest among us with law degrees, master's degrees, and everything else can't clearly do it. So how do you expect the average American to understand what's being shoved down their throat? Of course, that was the intent, I believe. And earlier in the day, Barney Frank held a town hall meeting, and I could just tell you that it's pretty much the same as what you've seen played out with Senator Claire McCaskill and Senator Arlen Specter, etc. And it was pretty much what you would expect to see, people that were getting made fun of and weren't getting answers and then got hot under the collar and then got nasty and got headlines. Let's go to Dale, who's listening to us in Illinois. You're our leadoff man this hour. Hey, Dale.
Hi, Kate. Old Barney, Twinkle Toes Barney, you know, he's the typical liberal Democrat. In Massachusetts, their program is failing. They've got a public, you know, insurance of some sort. It's broke. And he's trying to sell this bill of goods to us. Then he says that Social Security is technically not broke. Well, it is broke. We borrowed all the money from it. You know, and then if you disagree with what he says, then you're not civil and you're immoral. Now we're going down that road.
I agree.
It just amazes me. A 1,000-page document that nobody understands, and we're supposed to buy this crap.
Exactly.
Good luck, Barney.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Well said. Good luck, Barney, because I think, as I said, thanks for the call, Dale. I think that because Americans are rising up, and then, of course, then you blame it on the talk shows, blame it on Rush Limbaugh, blame it on Sean Hannity or whoever. But people have their own thought processes. I wish we could do this. There's nobody that I've ever gotten to just do what I've wanted them to do. So I don't truly believe that. I think that, yes, they may listen to things that are said, but then they're made aware of something. And a lot of these people that are going to these meetings are there on their own volition. So that's the first mistake that was made in the whole name-calling thing. And you just got to think about this, folks. And I wish I could say that this were the case, but would insurance alone help us out? If all Americans have insurance, here's what your other problem is. There's no bloody doctors. How many primary care doctors are you going to have? And you know what the answer to that is? No, we're all going to be stuck. In fact, in bringing up Massachusetts, there is a center there, the Bay State Medical Center. I just saw a story on it, one of the networks. It is the second busiest emergency room in that state. They treat 100,000 patients a year. 100,000 patients. And they can barely get to all of them. Now, what happens is a lot of them don't have maybe primary care doctors. But the problem is there's also a shortage in many areas of primary care doctors. Yeah, and that's why they come to an emergency room. Because they don't, a lot of times even, they don't have access. And there's so many good doctors that are dropping out because of malpractice insurance. So straight across the board, just handing everybody an insurance card wouldn't fix the problem anyway. 800-259-5791. You can throw your two into here on America Tonight.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Yes, here in America Tonight, we have a couple of great fair or foul coming up, including this cool story emerging out of North Carolina. Some people putting up signs about if you speed through here, we'll shoot you with paintball guns. Because it's an area where kids are almost getting killed at the speed, the rate of speed that people are driving through the suburban area. So I have the skinny on that. Also, Twitter, you knew it was a matter of time. They actually offer followers a line to God. And, you know, it was Bob Novak, the conservative columnist, who said, and commentator, who said, always love your country, but never trust your government. I think he was onto something there, don't you think? By the way, dead at 78, the veteran journalist from a brain tumor, most recently known for the outing of Valerie Plame in a column, if you remember, as a CIA operative, and then all that ensued after that, of course. 800-259-5791. Naturally, we were talking about health care, and ultimately, as I said, even if you insured everybody, with the shortage of doctors that you have out there, it would not cure what ails us, really. Because yes, things could be tweaked. In fact, the Department of Health and Human Services, their own statistics, not me just pulling a number out of thin air, they say there are about 16,000 primary care doctors short in the U.S. So you got about 26,000 that go into the workforce. They pretty much project every year. But of those doctors, only 6,500 go into primary care. And so a lot of the reasons is because the salaries are so brutal. So they go in to be specialists instead, because think about most of them, what they have to pay for med school. So that's what happens. They have so much in student loans, and then they get slaughtered by malpractice insurance, as well. So that wouldn't fix everything. Mark is listening to us in the great state of New York. Hello, Mark.
Yes, Godspeed to Robert Novak. I used to read his columns, and I was amazed at how so much information he had.
I agree.
On the senators and how government worked, and he's right. Don't trust them. But he always had great information. And the left side, the Stalinists, they always hated him because he told the truth about what was going on. It's an ongoing criminal enterprise, and it's dysfunctional. And that's why I called you, because I'm watching here CNN, this guy named Sekov from the Huffington Post. He had to make a comment about how Obama backed off the single payer. And he made a comment about when Obama was in Russia, and he said he backed off from Russia, and he mentioned something about how Sarah Palin could see that from her window. Why does the Huffington Post, why are they still going to try to savage Sarah Palin? Is she that much of a threat to them? It's just amazing that they go on and on and on. But this guy like Sekov and everybody else and Obama, they're going to get the best health care no matter what, because the elites always get what they want. That's not why I did call you for health care, but your last caller was right. Not only Massachusetts is it falling apart, and Canada, and Tennessee, they've tried it, and it failed. It's just they're going to try this parliamentary maneuver to get just 51 votes to rush this through. I don't know if you saw this on the news. That's democracy. We don't have a democracy. We're supposed to have a representative republic where the minority view is protected. 53% of the people, whatever the number was, are more than that, are against this. They're going to do it over your good graces. They don't care about you. They just don't care. Like with the other bill for concealed carry, they wanted 60 votes, but in this case, they don't care about the 60. They want 51, and they're going to do it over your head. They're not listening to you, America. Let me just jump to one other thing. The fellow that had the gun at the Arizona meeting, let me tell you something. What that black guy was doing, he was peaceably assembling, which you're allowed to do. He has free speech right and a right to bear arms. They cannot handle that in this country. When the illegal aliens were carrying Mexican flags during the protest last year, we thought that was great. Oh, I didn't think it was great, but they said, they're exercising their rights. Now, peaceable American citizens, NRA members, and the guy John Stewart was making fun of the guy, but thank God he was concise, he was clear spoken, he spoke to the president. We're not, just because we're NRA members, they equate us with crime, guns and crime. It's a crock of crap, and that you mentioned that person from the Fox News that said that because of Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, if this gets out of hand, someone gets shot, that there's going to be blood on their hands. What about the blood on their hands with the gang members all over L.A., the blood on their hands from in Chicago, and all these criminals that, as we speak, are slaughtering people because people don't have a right to defend themselves? How come the politicians have never said they have to have blood on their hands because people can't defend themselves? These people say these things, and I get so hot under the collar. They're going over your head, America, with this health care. It doesn't work. It won't work because there's just too many variables, too many factors that – and individually, they could pick them out and fix it, but they don't want to fix it because they're worried about they want the elites. They want to push us towards the Stalinism. And look, the Declaration of Independence, Kate, the third paragraph, if you just give me 10 seconds, it says basically why people would want to throw off the chains of their government that they have is because, quote, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably to the same object evinces a design to reduce them under despotism, the people have a right and a duty to throw off the chains of this government. That's in the Declaration of Independence. The reason I bring that up is they're doing that to us now. They're doing it to us now. And in the spirit of Robert Novak, I want to give you guys some information. I know I rambled on and you always give me, and I would never want to get you in trouble like they're trying to get Glenn Beck or anybody else. But no, two guys in the South, Mike and Spike, they had a Christian radio show. They mentioned the birth certificate from Obama, okay, not mm-hmm. having one, and they got fired. But there's something very, very important. You remember back during the election? I'm talking fast because I want to get a lot out. But
go ahead.
They went through the passports of Hillary Clinton, John
yes.
McCain, and Barack
yeah.
Obama. Okay. Yeah. Very important, America. You have to listen to this. I heard this on a shortwave radio broadcast. There was an inspector general by the name of Lieutenant Paul Harris in Washington, D.C. He worked for the Metropolitan Police. He was working with the feds on that passport people that were behind it trying to open up Obama's passport. Apparently, when he was a student, he went under the name of Barry Sotoro. That mm-hmm. fellow, Inspector General Lieutenant Paul Harris, you can look this up. He was killed in his car, shot in the back of the head. Also, a pastor in Chicago named Don Young, who was involved with Obama and his birth certificate and his college records, he was murdered in Chicago. You're hearing this for the first time. I hope your radio bosses don't give you any grief. But why are these people that are looking into or helping the feds to try to get to the bottom of where this guy was born, where his birth certificate is, how come they've been murdered? If this was a Republican administration, this would be like the Watergate. We would still be, we couldn't get CNN to get off of this story. So I talked about a whole many things that are going on in this country that we want to know why these guys were murdered. And look at your Declaration of Independence. Your Congress is an ongoing criminal enterprise. They don't care about you. I don't care what they say about me. They can kiss my rear end. They're heading us towards something that people are not going to take it. And I'm proud to say I'm not going to take it. So thank you.
All right, Mark, thanks. We let him get on his soapbox, and he did say a couple of things that I agree with. One, as I quoted Bob Novak, and anybody who's passionate about this country, I welcome them to speak, as you know, on America Tonight, because it means you care. It means you're not burying your head in the sand and worried about whether Britney Spears is chunky or thin in her latest video and who's going to be the next contestant on American Idol, and that's not your focus of your life. You care enough to read and be involved in what's happening in the country. And I think Novak had a point. I mean, love your country, but don't trust your government. And he was somebody who dug into a lot of things that people didn't want uncovered, certainly his entire life. He was that kind of a journalist that was on the beat and that knew the politicians and knew what was happening and knew when something was awry and wasn't afraid to go after it. I mean, honestly, that's how he ended. If you remember, his career was controversial, and that's what he was known for, because he would stir the pot. There's nothing wrong with stirring the pot. So if things are being reported, whether they turn out to be bogus or true, because there are people that trump up things that aren't true. If you look at that's the problem with the birthers movement. You have to have solid information. People can come up with websites and point you to places, but you have to have sources. You know, I went to journalism school, and that's the thing. If you have an explosive story, then you get the sources, boom, and somebody will listen to you. So if there's any kind of truth, any kind of a trickle of the truth in anything that's being spouted out there, and some of it's far-fetched nonsense, and some of it there is some truth to it, the key is ultimately to nail it down like Novak did and make it speak for itself. And that's the problem when you go into politicians' backgrounds. You have to have the proof if there's something that doesn't add up. You know, we can go through a list of criminals and a list of things that have happened in our government, including Watergate, and ultimately how people were nailed. Speaking of being nailed, those fair or fouls coming up next. Imagine if you were speeding through a suburban neighborhood and suddenly your car was pelted with some of the paintballs. That's next.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
All right, one of the most interesting stories I think I stumbled across today in some stuff I was reading is the story out of Durham, North Carolina. How many of you have felt this way? Have you ever been infuriated when you're in your yard and you hear cars racing by, you see them racing by? You know, there's kids next door, there's kids down the street, whatever. They don't pay attention to the signs or the speed bumps or any of that. Well, that's what's happened in Durham, North Carolina. So the people there decided, you know what, screw this. We're tired of this. So we're going to take aim at the speeders. So they're threatening a paintball gun. What they have is signs with the paintballs all over them, different colors. It's a big warning sign, and it says speed limit enforced by angry neighbors with paintball guns. I love that. And they have them strategically placed throughout the city, warning people to slow down or risk being shot with a paintball gun. I mean, you know, is it work? Is it an attention grabber? Certainly. But are they really shooting paintballs at cars? Of course, if they do that, the cops will arrest them. So I think it was just to try to warn them and see if it would slow anybody down. But now the police in Durham are saying that they're trying to be responsive to the traffic concerns from the people who are complaining about it, but that it's a crime to shoot the paintball at any kind of a car or truck or whatever. And they added this, that the signs could be a distraction for some drivers and make the problem worse. I'm going to say, do we have an applause, please, from our studio audience? I know they're half asleep, but they can jump up just like Mark did on their own soapbox and clap. Yeah, clearly, and here's why I say this, clearly they did set off a few nerves in the city because they didn't like all the coverage that they got from media people. Here, this is a national show and other shows, Facebook, etc. So what happened was the group said they're disappointed because the city used to have this thing called a PACE car program, and it would help prevent speeding. But they don't have the money. They don't have the staffing, so they had to get rid of the program. I guess it was pretty successful in helping to slow people down with the patrols the police department had and whatnot. So they're vowing that they're going to increase patrols in some areas, especially where the people have complained the most, and try to be as responsive as they can to it. But good for the people that put that up, because maybe somebody saw it and just thought, you know, just took it to heart because they were going by and it did grab their attention. And I don't blame them. I've seen that too many places where I've been where somebody, I mean, just like a bat out of hell, they're going through the neighborhood. And you think, my goodness, if a kid even just stepped off the curb and all they would have to do is hit him and they are dead. I, you know, it's not freeway driving, folks. I don't understand that. And good for those people for putting it up. All right, I've mentioned this story, too, as fair or foul, that Twitter is offering anybody who's on Twitter a line to God. And what it is an Israeli student opened this Twitter site where prayers can be sent for placement in Jerusalem's Western Wall. You know, that is supposed to be the holy site. They believe it is a direct line to God. So they take the prayers, print them out, and drive to Jerusalem and put them in the Western Wall. They think that this is a great initiative and it'll be beneficial to people all over the world. You can tweet, but no longer than 140 characters on a regular basis. And the prayers are sent by a direct message link on the Twitter site, so the public can't really see them. So I'm going to say that's fair. It's kind of a clever idea. I mean, good for this person that they're rolling up the papers, taking them out there, and putting them in the so-called Wailing Wall. And so I'm going to say bravo to the Israeli student, too. I don't think it's foul. It sounds that way when you first say it, but I think it's clever. It reminds me of the, help me here, Donovan will know this. Remember the movie that Jim Carrey was in? Bruce Almighty. Bruce Almighty, when he suddenly became, we'll call him God, and he had all those prayer requests that were flooding his computer and he couldn't answer them all, and he realized it wasn't such an easy job, and that was the whole premise of the movie, what he could do to help people, etc., and how you know, it wasn't all about being selfish, and that ultimately how many prayers would be there in his head or on his computer. It was pretty funny. So good for that that student for offering to do that and people sending in that stuff. All right, Michael Jackson, of course, in his death, there have been nothing but questions. We haven't talked about it a lot on the show because, you know, the whole Michael Jackson thing to me, and it was ad nauseum how much it was covered when he first died, but the public's appetite for it was insatiable, and ultimately that's why so many of the networks went with it. If you want to get a message out, whether it's true or false, you know, Mark was pointing to the shortwave radio. While I think some of the stuff is interesting that's on it, a lot of it is nonsense, and there are no proven facts in some of the things that are spouted out on shortwave radio. But you never know where a source can come from, or a lead for a story can come from, or a little bit, as I said before, a thread of something that's truthful that you can take and you can run with it. The ultimate example is the one I gave on our last show, how everybody couldn't believe the John Edwards story and who broke it, the National Enquirer, known for, hey, alien heads and UFOs and crazy stories. In between the smattering of nutty stories, there is stories that are true, and they nailed John Edwards. They broke that story, not CNN, not Fox, not MSNBC, not any of the networks, not CBS, any of them, nobody. No newspaper reporters, other newspaper reporters broke it. It was the little old national gossip rag, trashy Inquirer. And so, lo and behold, it was true. And then ultimately, was the kid his? They had that story, too, first. They were the ones who broke it. So YouTube is another place where some of it's fabricated, some of it's true, some of it's interesting beyond all get out. People will sit all day long and just look at YouTube, and some people have been made famous because of YouTube. Some people have gotten jobs because of YouTube. So why not Dr. Man for Michael Jackson, who is possibly being charged with manslaughter? Why not go to YouTube and say your piece. So that's exactly what Dr. Conrad Murray did. Check this out.
I want to thank all of my patients and friends who have sent such kind emails, letters, and messages to let me know of your support and prayers for me and my family. Because of all that is going on, I'm afraid to return phone calls or use my email. Therefore, I recorded this video to let all of you know that I have been receiving your messages. I have not been able to thank you personally, which, as you know, is not normal for me. Your messages give me strength and courage and keep me going. They mean the world to me. Please, don't worry. As long as I keep God in my heart and you in my life, I will be fine. I have done all I could do. I told the truth, and I have faith the truth will prevail. God bless you, and thank you.
All right, spoken from someone just like Dr. Mengele. I mean, this guy is a quack beyond all get out, right? Why do you think he gave Michael Jackson what he wanted? Because he got to be the doctor of the singer, one of the doctors, and he made a cool $100,000-plus a month to be his doctor. He performed unsafe procedures. There was nothing that he did that was in place that had any kind of safeguards. And at the very, very least, he should definitely never be able to practice medicine again. I mean, please give me a break. Sure, other doctors probably did it, and some other doctors are helping other people now across the country, and if there's somebody famous, whatever, or there's a reason. But, you know, give me a break. So, the people supporting him, who's supporting him? You have to be kidding. Diprovan? What, he just gives him the Diprovan, gives him the drip? I can't sleep. Let's not go the familiar route of Ambien. I mean, good for him for going to the YouTube route, but in listening to his voice, I'll tell you, he's got to be really, really scared, because there is a good chance. He says, I told the truth, and I have faith that the truth will prevail. I think they will nail him to the wall if they can get him on manslaughter. I think that ultimately they'll do that. You've been following this story, at least a little bit that we've been doing it, Donovan. What do you think? This doctor is pretty complicit, I believe, in everything that I've heard. Now, it's all allegedly, but everything that I've heard, I think it's open and shut if they have all that evidence.
You know, I don't really know for sure. It's going to be an interesting trial because, of course, this might very well happen in Los Angeles County. And as we all know from the last 10 years or so, the only way to get convicted in Los Angeles County if you're a celebrity is to actually do the crime in front of the jury.
True.
I would imagine a doctor in that position would have to work very hard to walk a line between their practice as a medical doctor versus what their patient is demanding from them. And I can easily imagine that Michael Jackson might have some interesting demands from his doctors, and ultimately at some point it's like, well, this isn't exactly the perfect thing to do, but as a doctor, do I do what the patient wants or what I think the best thing is for them, whether they like it or not?
I think you got to be careful you do the legal thing, because if you don't, you know you'll lose your license. But I think the lure of Michael Jackson, the money, etc., drew other doctors to him as well, and they were willing to pony up and do whatever they had to do. Hang with us, more to come.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, Butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Quick hits for you down the stretch on America Tonight. Talked about the latest on health care reform, public option. Is it fading? But now there's a pullback on the public option and trying to keep it in. The fight continues. It's a tug of war, and it has to do with a couple of different bills that are floating around. The one most of us seem to talk about is the House bill. So there is nothing that's solid. It's just all this conversation and trying to put something together or not put something together in the fall. It's going to be interesting times, my friends, September and October, and probably bleeding in right before the holidays and the next break. Will we actually have a so-called health care reform bill? I'm not so sure. I mean, there is a way to do it. Mark talked about it. But I'm not so sure there would even necessarily be enough there. You know, we keep talking about these blue dog Democrats, and will they sign on or not? And truly, if you press me to this, almost like picking a team who's going to win the game, I'm going to say we're not going to have the health care reform bill. I'm going to say that it gets, that it straggles along. And, or if there is some kind of quotes reform, it's very, very watered down from all of this nonsense we've been talking about. And maybe it's some kind of insurance reform, something to do with insurance reform. And somehow what will happen is both sides will be able to claim victory. And when I say sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, because this was an Obama initiative. And this is big for the president because this was his push. This is what he was basing a lot of what he was saying on the campaign trail, thus why they really wanted it to go through, meaning Rahm Emanuel, who was like his lieutenant, was lobbying for this to happen while Obama was off at the G8 meeting, if you remember, and off to, right before that, he was off in Russia. That's why Rahm Emanuel didn't go there, because he was leading the charge. He was trying to get the votes behind him on the Hill. And then things started to fall apart, obviously. Now you see the town hall meetings and people voicing their opinions. And bravo to all of the people who call this show, write letters, call their congressman. You should do that. Be involved. I mean, how many years have I been on the show where I've been pushing for that, that people pay attention, especially this one, because this does affect every single one of us. It does. I mean, if we're Americans, we live in America, and healthcare is changed, it affects us all. Unless you're very, very wealthy, like Mark said, if you're in the elite group, there is always a way to get better healthcare. I mean, that's just the honesty of it, right? So, can things be tweaked? Yes. Are things with the co-op or the public option or the things that are being discussed, are these the directions I want to see the country go in? And the answer is no, and part of it is because I don't trust what's happening in Washington, and I'm for smaller government since I've seen so many things go awry, wheels fall off that come out of Washington. It's like I said to somebody who was arguing with me the other day at lunch, well, give me just three really solid programs that work in this country that you think really, really work. And every time he said a program, I could shoot it down. It's like Social Security. Okay. But Social Security is bankrupt. The money's been spent. And all of us have put money into Social Security. So unless you're drawing on it now, I don't think my generation will ever draw on it unless they refill the coffers. Are they refilling the coffers? Yay, nay. And that's money that people count. You know, we're counting on this. A lot of what people use now to survive, their monthly income that they get from Social Security, money that they paid into the government for their various jobs their entire lives. All right, some quick hits for you as we move away from that. Did you know that over 12 million people watched Tiger Woods collapse in that PGA tournament? And, of course, at Hazeltine in Minnesota, could it be bigger, the PGA championship? It was a major. And how huge was it for a little unknown, 110th in the world, Y.E. Yang, an upset win over Woods? I mean, that's like, you know, David slaying Goliath. It really, really was. That's big, 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 big ratings for golf. Because I know a lot of people that like sports, that like football, they're not sitting around watching golf, but a lot of people decided to tune in and watch it. That's 150% over what they got for 2008. Yeah. So, and then, of course, that led into 60 Minutes, where Michael Vick, the soulless Michael Vick, hollow, oh, I'm going to work for the SPCA and all the nonsense, went into that interview on that show. A lot of people were watching that, so big day for CBS. But I brought it up because of the kid. He's not a kid, 37, Y.E. Yang. And what a huge win that was for him, because you're up against Tiger Woods. You know that people are expecting Tiger Woods to win. And a couple of shots here and a couple shots down the stretch, the eagle push you over the top, and he makes a few false moves that you hardly ever see from Tiger Woods. And before you know it, you have won a major, major tournament. So congratulations to him, and wow, what a boon that was to one network. All right, here's some interesting things that are happening in quick hits that are worth mentioning, and it includes this. Did you hear the story about the man who said he sold the kidney for $20,000? Yeah, I thought that only happened in Nip Tuck, where they were cutting kidneys out of people. Never mind. In 2005, I guess a sporadically employed Israeli man flew to the Big Apple, gave up a kidney to save an American businessman. He was paid $20,000. They put it in a brown envelope on his hospital bed after the operation. Of course, that's not legal, is it? But the kidney donor said that it didn't matter. He said, I smoke pot, and that's also against the law. Nick Rosen was the guy's name. He said he believes he did a good deed and that organ donors like him should be compensated. The story is not just a bunch of hogwash, because a story was confirmed by the reporter who actually broke it. And it certainly makes you think about this whole idea of the black market for kidneys that has thrived all over the place, I guess, even in the United States. Mm-hmm. They had a video of it, so it's definite. It's not some made-up gobbledygook. $20,000 for a kidney. How do you put that price on it? And then you wake up, and there's that little brown envelope at the foot of the bed. Mm. You know, it's like selling your plasma, you know, when they have all the signs at the college campuses for people to do that. I remember when I was in school, some people would do that for beer money. I thought, man, you have got to be kidding me. You have got to be crazy. Here's another one. This is kind of like a follow-up, but it's a quick hit. Cash for clunkers. We've already told you that the dealerships aren't being paid, or they haven't been paid. It's kind of trickling in. They were supposed to get money in 10 days, so, of course, they're putting a bunch of money out. Now, in almost 4 weeks, there's some of them are still waiting for big checks. So cash for clunkers, which was supposed to help the Detroit car makers, turns out to be pretty big for Japan, the Japanese rivals. Why? Because, according to the latest information that's being published, what people are doing is they're scrapping, you know, their clunkers, and they're buying more cars from Toyota than any of the others. Toyota's seen almost a 19% share of the cars bought so far, putting it ahead of Government Motors and Ford. Chrysler, of course, is in fifth place after Honda. How about that? So, cash for clunkers. Instead, we decided we're going to go for the Toyotas. And Congress member initially set down $1 billion, but then added another $2 billion. And, of course, now they're trying to staff all of the jobs that they need to staff to try to push through the reimbursements as quickly as possible, and that was part of the problem, too. They didn't have enough people, so they were being flooded with the cash for clunkers paperwork, and they couldn't process it fast enough, so it turned out that it was pretty rough on the dealers because they have to turn around and pay the salesmen, etc., and they've got no money to pay them with since they've paid it all out. Thoughts, concerns, a great recipe, just kidding. Send it to americatonight.net.
Why can't you guys just stay on message? Remember the Bush team? A little bit of discipline, a little bit of repetition. They sold us a war nobody wanted and nobody needed.